Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, January the 4th, 2010. Well, it looks like we're going to need to get into the habit of writing 2010, or as some people like to say it, 2010. 09 is history. And this is the first audio podcast for me for this new year, so Happy New Year. I wanted to share for a few minutes about an aspect of prayer, and perhaps you've never considered this aspect. This might be a little different for you. But a few weeks ago in the PEP letter, I wrote an article about this, and I thought, hey, this would be some good food for thought in starting a new year, so I decided to do a short podcast. So think about it and see what you think. Now, lots of people pray. Some cry out in desperate times or in critical situations, asking for some help from above. Others pray on a more regular basis, consistently going to God for help for any number of things. But I remember praying one morning, and I had a very interesting thought. You know, prayer means different things to different people. Some feel good about reciting formal, pre-written prayers. There are others who have prayer lists, you know, a list of petitions and requests that they verbalize to God on a regular basis. People often have names of others written down so that they can remember to keep them in their prayers. And there are those whose prayer life also includes gratitude to God for the things that He has blessed them with. But you know something? Whether you're asking God to grant your requests or petitions, or thanking God for the things that He's provided for you, I think prayer could simply be defined as talking to God. I mean, isn't that what we're doing when we pray? Talking to God? Now, I know there are different words used for prayer in the Bible. I've spent lots of time over the years studying the topic of prayer. I've taught on the subject many times. In fact, a number of years ago, I got to teach at a week-long Christian family camp where prayer was the topic. So I know there are different words in the Bible that define prayer. Words like praise and specific petitions, intercessions, and gratitude. True prayer is not simply going through some mindless motions and notions, but it is in reality practicing the presence of God. That's who we're talking to, right? So I was talking to God one morning, and I decided to ask Him a question. Of course, in my lifetime, I've certainly petitioned God for many, many things, and I've received many, many answers. I've also spent time thanking Him for the blessings that He's given to me. So I am in the habit of asking Him. And one of the things I ask for a lot is for wisdom in carrying out the details in my life. But this one particular morning, I asked a very different question. I asked God if there was something that I could do for Him. Now, I'm well aware that He is God Almighty, and I'm not so arrogant and presumptuous to think that I could provide something for Him. That's not at all what I meant in my asking. Many times in my life, someone has been inspired to do a kind thing for me. You have, I'm sure, seen this in your life as well, many times, I'll bet. In other words, the blessing, the help, the guidance, or the direction from God so many times comes by way of other people. Now, can you say that in all of those circumstances in your life that they were simply coincidences? I think not. Not in my life either. But it makes perfect sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? People are praying, asking God for His help, which the Bible says that we ought to do. So God wants us to ask Him for His help. But the Bible also says that God is at work in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. And I'm sure it's God's good pleasure to grant our petitions. Well, then, certainly God could be at work in someone, inspire them, or direct them to help bring an answer for someone else who asked for God's help. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should look to people for our answers. No, we look to God for His solutions. And quite frankly, you know what? We should be gracious enough to allow Him to be God and let Him answer our requests however He chooses. But why not at least once in a while ask Him if there's something that you could do for Him? You know, that morning after I asked, I began to expect for God to work within me, to show me, to inspire me, to direct me to help or bless someone else. And I wasn't doing it so that I could feel more spiritual or so that God would think more of me or love me more. It had nothing to do with works to become righteous, but it had everything to do with continuing to build my relationship with Him. Yes, we do bring our requests before God, and we also need to take a little time to thank Him and give Him the praise that He deserves. Otherwise, our prayer life could become like a grocery list that we give to God every morning, saying, in effect, "Please take care of these errands for me today." But you know, in addition to bringing our requests to God and then thanking Him for the answers that we receive, we can also ask God to work in us to bring help to others. And you and I both know that there are lots of people who try to live their days being kind and loving to those that they meet. Many look to be of help to someone else. That is certainly a wonderful lifestyle, and the world would be a much better place if more people acted in that fashion. But asking God specifically to show you something that you can do for Him, boy, that takes that kind of a lifestyle to a whole new level, doesn't it? It adds a wonderful dimension to your relationship with Him, working together with Him. And in doing that, you're expecting Him to work in you and direct your steps into a specific situation. And then as you go through your day, you are looking and listening and expecting Him to direct your steps. It may be as simple as a kind word, a loving deed, or even something on a grand scale. Whatever it may be, it's such a rich part of our relationship with Him. It's truly a working together with Him. And not only that, it really is taking an active part in our Father's business. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. No, you don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because you'll get an email every time something new is posted. And of course, it's free to subscribe to this blog, and you can do this either through email or RSS. And everyone that does subscribe gets total access to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.